everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. Whew, my lighting's not very good. I'm trying to scoot back. I think I'm just getting a lot of glare from my window. How's it going? Welcome. If you are listening live, it is the 18th of November at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know that we're over in the chat room, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And you'll see my banner there at the top of the page. You are welcome to comment, ask questions there. But I'm also live streaming this event. If you'd rather watch, you can head over to YouTube or Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find me there, which might be an easier way to connect so that you can watch. So, and I have my eyes on all of the chat rooms, so no big deal one way or the other. I should be able to see your participation and, yeah, keep you a part of the conversation. So, thanks for being here. How's it going? We are nigh on to a new moon and in Scorpio, and people are feeling a bit hateful. Maybe not hateful. Actually, maybe. But the Daily Dish this morning indicated people feeling melancholy. This is what the Daily Dish said. Today is one of those strange melancholy days where the collective energy feels sad, and you may find yourself feeling it too. At the very least, you'll likely find yourself withdrawn, or feel yourself more withdrawn than the usual. This is a good day to take really gentle care of your heart and avoid harsh people, places, and situations. Today is not the day for conflict, drama, or anything heavy. It's okay to say no. It's okay not to answer the phone. It's more than okay to step back and take some healing time for yourself. Honor what you're feeling and let the day be soft. You deserve that kind of care. And I think that's pretty much sums it up, right? That's kind of how everybody's been feeling. It's just, yeah. It's been, that's the kind of energy we're in. A lot of you probably just woke up feeling it. Just that kind of, not necessarily sad, not necessarily in deep grief, but just kind of melancholy. Just kind of flat. What is going on with this hair? Okay, well, it's hard to know. It's hard to know. Oh, Sherry said today's already been a day. I've already cried, and I'm not a crier. Yeah, that is the vibe we're in. So, I don't know. I think on days like this, it's good to know. It's nice to know that other people are feeling something similar, that it's not just you. But Lillian said she's been eating more junk food than usual. Just an icky day. Ah, so is that a tell for you? If you're reaching for stuff like that, you know, that can be grounding. Sometimes when people are really ungrounded, they'll reach for carbs and sweets and maybe things they don't normally eat because it's grounding. Eating is grounding. Smoking is grounding. I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, obviously nicotine notwithstanding, some people get pretty addicted to just the act of smoking because it's grounding. Ah, Lillian says the throat chakra, my worst chakra. Well, we're going to work on it. But before that, did you guys see the Northern Lights? Did you get them? I knew we were going to potentially get them. We had a ton going on and weren't going to be able to, like, drive out to the desert or anything cool. But I started seeing people on my Facebook page posting, like, from my town. And I went, oh, so maybe? So I literally just walked out to my backyard and I could see them in the sky. And then, but you know, when you take them with your camera, then they really, because of the setting on your camera, they really jump out and you can really see them. So this is the best shot I got from my backyard. Isn't that amazing? But the cover of this show today is the Tetons. That is what... I didn't take it. It was somebody here in my community that let me borrow it. But she took it over the Teton Mountains. Amazing stuff. Actually, I'll show you that one too. Oh, I'll just have to show you the cover. That's fine. You've already seen this, but I'll show you again. Yeah. Well, actually, I want to show you her whole picture. Facebook is doing this weird thing right now that if I download anything like from Messenger, which is something I do quite a bit, for whatever reason, it saves it now as a JFF, which is something that nothing wants to open. So, yeah. Frustrating, but life goes on. So, I'll just change it. I'll show you the whole picture because it's astonishing. Yeah, pretty exciting. Fun stuff to get to see right in your own backyard. That's just doesn't happen very often, practically never. So, but we've also had a lot of major solar storms, and that's what's creating our ability to see. Yep, this is hers. That's what's creating our ability to see the Northern Lights, and so that takes a toll energetically, emotionally, physically. That takes a toll. A lot of times that sends the Schumann resonance through the roof and starts creating a very uncomfortable for some people or jittery nervous energy. It's a whole deal, you know? And so if that is you and you've been feeling all of this, you're definitely not alone. I'm just going to look at the Schumann today because it's been all over the place. Yeah, so it's actually pretty balanced today. It's in line, but it wasn't over the weekend. It was jumping all over the place and I think just adding to people feeling just weird. So, anyway, pretty cool, huh? Oh, Joan or Jane said she was I live in a fog bank under city lights. Yeah. Well, the second night, other people were seeing him in other places than we were under cloud cover. And I guess we were supposed to see him again last night, but we were cloudy. So, yeah. We've been quite cloudy, really, for the last week. But just a little bit of rain, not a lot. And it's still pretty fallish out there. I mean, I would say we're still enjoying fall, which is amazing. Now, I know that I had said I wanted fall until Thanksgiving, and I think we're getting pretty damn close to that. So, pretty cool. We'll take it. All of it. Renee said it was physically hard on her. Yeah, I know. I totally hear you, Renee. I was so tired, especially over the weekend. I have a lot that I need to get done. And like creative wise, I have a lot of projects and stuff that are just literally sitting on my kitchen table or on my desk or, glass all picked out and sitting on my glass table that I haven't done anything with because I just have been so tired. And finally, yesterday, that fatigue lifted and I went, okay, I'm back. It's a good point, Lillian. If I'd seen them, I would be feeling better. Maybe so. Maybe you just needed to be able to experience them, not just know they were out there. Yeah, just this has been a wild week for sure. Yeah, no energy. Yeah, same. And so then, when you're chronically ill, you start playing this game like, oh no, is it calcium? Is it thyroid? Am I having a flare? Please don't be a flare. What is it? But I felt like none of those things were true. All I wanted to do was curl up with my dogs and read. And that's a lot of what I did. And that's fine. It's totally fine to give yourself the breaks that you need. But yes, it was a cosmic forced nap, I think, for a lot of us. That's fine. We'll take it. Drink a lot of water. That's one of the keys to energy like this is that you nourish yourself, you drink plenty of water. You do the things that help you to feel better. But let's get into Luminous. We've got a really interesting topic today. I was thinking about creativity and how, when we're talking about creative energy, a lot of times we focus solely on the sacral chakra, right? Sacral is where your creative vibe is at. This is where you carry joy. It's where your sexuality resides. We want to keep it in balance so that you can feel like you're fully creative self. But sometimes we forget some of the other connections to that. One of those is the connection between the third eye and the sacral, so that your inspiration and intuition can be digested and created through your sacral. But there's another huge part of that that doesn't get the attention that it deserves, and that's the throat chakra. You're literally typically creating through your throat in some way. And so you have to be able to keep your throat in balance too. And not just for creative measures, obviously, you need your throat to be in balance for a lot of reasons, mostly so that you can function, right? And do the things that you want to do and feel like yourself. So I'm going to tell you now, we are going to do a throat chakra guided meditation towards the end of the show. So this is your warning so that you'll be in a spot to do that if that's something that you want to do. But before that, of course, we're going to go to Luminous. Luminous is the magazine that I publish weekly with some help from my friends here at 1-2. And it is, I'm going to put a link in the chat room in case you didn't get it. If you would like to subscribe to just receive Luminous in your mailbox, your email, just look at my show notes for this show. You'll find the link there for that. Oh dear. I'm going to shut my office door because something out there has the basset hound going. And I don't know if you've noticed, but that girl has a big voice. Okay. All righty. So I called this edition the Throat Chakra Portal of Expression. Because we're talking about using the throat as a tool to be able to clear out creative blocks and uninspired energy. When you just feel like, poof. Scott asked me a couple of days ago, please give me some ideas for Christmas. What are you thinking about? What do you want? What do you need? Our kids swear that we're the most difficult people in the world to buy for because we typically just take care of ourselves and don't really need anything, which is probably true for the most part. But I've realized that I am a jerk about it because I can't ever tell you anything. Any given day, somebody says, what do you want for Christmas or your birthday? And I'll just sit there with a blank look on my face like, hell, I have no idea. So I thought, you know what? Don't do that. Don't do that to people that are trying to be good to you. And so, miraculously, I rattled off several things. And, you know, this man, because he's the best thing in the world, went right to work. So, I don't know what he's doing for me, but obviously I gave him some ideas. He was immediately, obviously, in a chat room with our kids, and it's really sweet. But it's something that I'm trying to work on. When people ask you if they can do something for you or ask you what you would like to receive or what you want or what's in your heart, and you can't ever give them an answer, is it because you're that disconnected from yourself? Is it because you don't want to put somebody else out? Is it just simply that all of your needs are met and you can't think of anything for real? Just something to think about. But I was proud of my voice that I thought of things. I said words, gave people some ideas, something that I really have a hard time with. So I was, I don't know. It feels like a win for whatever reason. All right, let's get into it. So we're talking about using your throat chakra to clear blockages. And I really love this topic for so many reasons, but part of it is simply because I think sometimes we really forget how powerful it is to use every chakra, every tool in our toolbox to clear up things that might be slowing us down or holding us back. And this can be a big one. So, obviously, in every creative life, and I mean all of you, you might not all do the same things I do, but everyone is creative in their own way. And we all know sometimes the words stop flowing, the colors dim, the ideas just feel out of reach. We call it writer's block, we call it creator's block. But it easily could be a slowdown in your throat. And if that's the case, your throat has to have some attention to clear out whatever it is that could be slowing you down, holding you back, so that you can get back to yourself. We live in an information age. There's information flowing through you all the time. That affects your throat chakra. There's other reasons why your throat chakra gets out of balance. Big ones. Unspoken truths. This is probably the biggest. People don't speak their truth. They swallow them, right? Don't say what they're thinking. Don't say what they feel. Some people can't stand the people who say whatever they think because they get their feelings hurt. Some people love people who say what they think because they want to know exactly where they stand. But the truth tellers usually take a bit of a toll, right? They usually take a bit of a beating with people who don't really like that. That's cool. That's fine. However, it shuts a lot of us down. And empaths are notorious for this. They're notorious for this because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. They don't want to hurt anyone because why? I mean, we could say it's altruistic and it's because, you're a big heart, you just can't stand to hurt someone's feelings. And I'm sure there's some of that. Don't let me take that from you. But part of that is simply that you don't want to hurt your own, right? If I say something that upsets you, it's likely that I'm going to feel upset too. It is the double-edged sword. So, empaths are really bad for swallowing their truth and not saying how they feel, not standing up for themselves, just going to great lengths to avoid conflict. And sure, sometimes that's called for. Sometimes in families, sometimes in jobs, there are certain times that that probably is the correct behavior. However, it becomes so routine for people, empaths particularly, that suddenly they're not speaking any truths. They're not spitting out anything useful. They are just letting every other people dictate the way they feel, the way they think, all the time. And that becomes the problem. Fear of judgment or visibility, big one, right? The throat chakra carries the fear of being seen, heard, criticized, or misunderstood. Again, avoiding conflict, not wanting people to see you differently because of the way you think, or because of what you want to say, or because of your life experience. This is a spot where your throat chakra might tighten up defensively, just reducing the energetic flow for you and also just shutting down your voice. Overthinking and self-censorship. Big one. Particularly for those of us that were raised in strict religions, where you weren't supposed to say anything, right? Where you're not supposed to ask a question, you're not supposed to have an opinion. You better just shut the fuck up, right? Yeah. No, no, we don't do that anymore. It makes me think about way back when we first opened Healing Hands. There's another healing system, and don't let me offend you. If you like this system, like, please don't. There was just weird jostling in our town. But if you're familiar with Theta Healing, the lady that owned Theta, that created Theta, his name is Vianna Stiebel. And Vianna had a store in Idaho Falls, just like we had a store in Idaho Falls. And she had a her huge group of people she was teaching. She'd fly people in from all over the country or the world that would come and stay in donor houses and take her classes. And she had a big thing going. But one of the things that the Theta people would do, because a lot of her students were also our students, and so we had a lot of crossover there. And sometimes some weird competitive stuff that we tried to avoid, but a small town, it's whatever. Like, I'm not talking shit. But the Theta people had an interesting thing they would do that used to really rub me the wrong way, still does. But it makes me think about this. If you said anything that they took to be negative, they would immediately stop you, physically grab you, and say, "Oh no, cancel, clear, delete. Cancel, clear, delete." We used to joke that the next person that says cancel, clear, delete to me is going to get deleted because you couldn't say anything because people were so afraid. And now, honestly, this probably isn't Theta's fault. This is just the New Age belief at the time's fault that you couldn't think anything negative, you couldn't say anything negative, you couldn't have quote unquote negative feelings. Because then you'd just be attracting something really terrible. And while I still believe that there is some energy in that, I do. I think that thoughts do become things to some degree, and we should focus on what we want versus what we don't. I also think that we're human beings, and by God, you're going to have a negative thought, right? And so there's a balance there. We don't have to get wild about it, but cancel, clear, delete, guys. If you think that guy on the highway in front of you that just cut you off is an asshole, you better cancel, clear, delete that, right? Anyway, it's okay to have thoughts. It's okay to have words come out of your mouth. Emotional exhaustion. When you're depleted, grieving, overwhelmed, or just holding way too much energy for other people, the throat chakra just kind of shuts down. Have you ever noticed that when you're just emotionally exhausted, you just have less to say? People might say, "Are you okay? You seem really quiet." Yeah, you're overdone. Throat chakra, goodbye. Broken boundaries. This is when you're saying yes when you mean no to keep the peace. Your throat just goes to bed. When you won't honor yourself, your throat will a lot of times just shut down. Creativity without an outlet. Sometimes your throat chakra isn't blocked, it's just backed up. You've got so much shit trying to fly out of there that you have nowhere to put it. You ever felt like that? Like, oh, I just have so much. There's so much that I'm thinking about. There's so many ideas. And then you are getting nothing done. This is actually one of my worst enemies right here, because I have so many things I want to do that I do nothing. Now, that's also some kind of ADHD brain situation, I think, but this is a big one for me. When that is the case, make a list, right? Make a Pinterest board, make a flow chart, but get it out of your brain so that you at least have some plans in place so that you can move forward. But if your brain and your creative process is just bursting with stuff that you want to do that you're not doing, all that does is slow you down. Old wounds about voice and expression. This is huge for so many of us. And like I said, the way we were raised, and especially those I think that were raised in more in very strict religions or just very strict households, or lived in physically or emotionally abusive homes. If you have been shamed, silenced, ignored, talked over, those memories may be lingering in your throat. And even years later, your throat might remember. That for you can create some hesitation in your voice or tension when you try to speak your truth. When you really understand what makes your throat shut down, you can work on it, right? Then you can see why that blockage is there. You can address the root, not just the symptoms, but you can really work on the root cause of what's going on with your throat chakra. So, and in this list of seven, I am sure that you all found yourself in at least one or two of those. So, how do you clear out your throat? Well, I've got a list of really easy things you can do to clear your throat. This also applies to those of you who hold so much in that when you do finally say something, way too much comes pouring out, or the wrong thing comes pouring out. Warm water activation. Your throat chakra loves warm water or warm liquids. So sip warm water or tea or coffee, imagining the warmth of it, widening and softening the channel of expression within you, just warming and opening up your throat. And repeat this affirmation. And when we're dealing with throat stuff, you really need to do it out loud. The vibration of your voice is really, really balancing for your throat and clearing for your throat. So when you're working on throat stuff, usually I say, you can think this or speak it out loud. Not today, girl. This time you have to speak it out loud because that is what is opening up your throat. So here's the affirmation. As this warmth spreads through my throat, my voice returns. My truth returns. My words return. Humming to clear energy. This is such an easy one and it works so well. The vibration of humming is huge for shaking loose any stagnant shit in your throat. It makes a big difference. Put your hand on your throat and hum for 20 to 30 seconds. You could just hold a note. Or you could hum a song or, something that's rolling around in your head. It doesn't matter. It has everything to do with the vibration. 20 to 30 seconds. That is simple. If it's writing that you're blocked with, speak before you write. This is so simple in the digital world. We are so lucky to have tools like this. Record a voice memo about your idea. Without trying to be eloquent, without putting everything on paper, just talk it out. Now, I like recording this kind of stuff because I will probably use it later. However, you could just talk this out with somebody too, if you have somebody in your home that's willing to spitball ideas with you or a friend, do that. Or a trusted advisor. I'm always here for it. But when you speak, you reopen that throat chakra. It reminds your body that you know how to express yourself. It gets you going. Voice transcribing is brilliant. Truth telling as a reset. Yeah. You're going to march up to everybody and tell them all the truth? Maybe not. I don't know. Thanksgiving dinner is coming. Can I watch, please? I just want to see. Just kidding. This is telling yourself the truth. So the throat chakra is deeply connected to honesty. So ask yourself, what truth am I avoiding right now? And just let the answer flow. What truth am I avoiding right now? And write one honest paragraph. This is just for you. You don't have to share this with anybody. This is just an activity, a process for you to at least tell yourself the truth. When you do that, when you drag something out of the dark into the light, you change the vibration, you change the entire situation just by doing that. Because once it's in the light, then you can decide, is this something I need to do anything about? If not, cool. You just happen to know it. If so, maybe take a few steps to address it. It doesn't matter either way. Either way. Things that have been hidden under rocks that are pulled out into the light tend to heal. Blue light visualization. Everybody knows your throat chakra is typically blue. Close your eyes and imagine breathing in a bright blue light. See it form a glowing sphere in the throat. On the exhale, release old energy like dust falling away. 1 minute of this can reset the chakra before creative work. So easy. Move the body to move the words. If you're stuck, and you can't get moving, move yourself. Roll your shoulders, stretch your neck, shake out your hands. Do some hip circles. Have a dance party in the living room with your cat. Whatever works for you. But when you move your body a little bit and soften it, everything starts flowing easier. How about a throat chakra mantra? Easy enough to repeat out loud 3 times. I speak truth. I express freely. My voice is open and flowing. Simple. Another thought would be, my words are channels of light, and I trust what comes through. And then a simple creative spell. Light a blue candle. Place your notebook, your laptop, or the remnants of any other current project beside it, and speak aloud. Open the portal, clear the path, let my voice flow free. And then write down the first few things that come into your head. This is just a signal to your energy system that expression is safe again, that your creative juices are flowing, that you're back. But your energy, you were never completely cut off from it. When you think that you're blocked, you probably are, but a blockage is temporary. You didn't lose it, right? Maybe it was just hiding under a pile of bullshit that you need to clear out. That's all. How about when a blockage lingers? You've done all the things. You've tried all kinds of stuff. You just still don't have any ideas flowing. It's time to have a talk with yourself about what emotionally might be getting in your way here. Some questions to ask yourself would be, do I feel safe to be seen? Do I feel safe to take up space? Unfortunately, many of us were conditioned to believe, in some way or another, that maybe we didn't fit here. Maybe you don't get to take up space here. Anyone who's been excluded, left out, not a part of the in crowd, or the family, or the relationship, or whatever it is, shrinks a little bit. And if you are feeling unsafe to be seen, if you're feeling like you don't dare take up the space that you're in, you may have a hard time getting your creative energy flowing. And those are things to work on very specifically. Working on your throat chakra is powerful work. This is work that changes your life. This is work that helps you, that will surprise you in what comes out of you, either out of your mouth or out of you creatively. But investing in your throat and working on your throat is really, really powerful work. I'll never forget, in sixth grade, I had written a note to my best friend. You know, this is kid stuff. We wrote notes back and forth, right? And I had written a note to my best friend, and It got intercepted by a mean old lady that taught there, named Mrs. Munns. And Mrs. Munns didn't like what I said. I swore. That's right. A sixth grader swore. I was a sixth grader, a Mormon sixth grader. I can't imagine what swear word I said. I mean, understand that I was raised in a religion where butt was considered a swear word in some homes. Shut up was considered a swear word. I hate you was considered a swear word. Maybe they're not nice words, but they had a way of lumping just any word they didn't like or anything that you might say they didn't like into the swear word column. And that wasn't okay. Though I don't really know what I said. But I know that I was accused of saying a bad word in a private note that I had written to my best friend, that this teacher just saw me hand to her and wrestled away from her. This was in the hallway. It wasn't in her classroom. It was during a break. During a break. I handed a note to a friend. The more I think about it as an adult, I'm like, you know what? Fuck that lady, right? Anyway. Oh, the shame that she piled upon me. That nice young ladies don't talk like that. Nice young ladies don't use language like that. And how would my parents feel? And I had to laugh because, while I was a part of the going religion, and I'm sure she was too, because everyone was where I lived, my parents swore a lot. And I did not think I would be in trouble at all. And in fact, I went home and told my mom all about it. And she was not mad at me. She felt like that felt like kind of a violation of my privacy. I wasn't passing notes in class. I wasn't doing anything wrong. And that lady thought it was her business to wrestle a note away from someone it was handed to and read it and then shame me. And she wasn't very happy with that. But I'll tell you what, it still scared me. It still shook me up. And it still worried me for years about what was coming out of my mouth. I'm not saying we can just say whatever we want all the time. But I am saying that you have the right to say the things that you need to say and feel the way you need to feel. I just always think about that old biddy, how she took it upon herself to make sure I knew. Because even though I was raised in the same religion as everybody else in that town, this town, I still live here, I wasn't ever good enough. I was not Mormony enough. And that was presented to me lots of times. I had a little boyfriend in eighth grade named Boyd. And Boyd's mother called me. And what was the boyfriend in eighth grade? You weren't allowed to date until you were 16. And so this was just, or most kids weren't. This wasn't dating. This was just, holding hands at school, writing notes, talking on the phone. That was the epitome of an eighth grade boyfriend. Probably the same for a lot of you as well. But we weren't actually allowed to hang out or see each other or, go on dates, God forbid, or anything of the sort. This was very innocent. Kids talking, liked each other. Boyd's mom called me. She let me know that she was going to need me to stop talking to her son because I was the kind of girl that kept boys from going on their missions. How was I the kind of girl? I don't really know. I'm still not sure. But there was something she saw in me that she did not like, that she thought was the kind of girl that kept boys from going on their missions. I have never seen my mother more angry. Oh, she called her. She called her. And they had a conversation. But that was it for Boyd. He wasn't allowed to speak to me anymore, even at school. He just would give me a sad little smile and walk away because he wasn't allowed to talk to a girl that might keep boys from going on their missions. Now, I see that as a badge of honor, but then it was humiliating and devastating and again made me wonder, what was wrong with me? I could not be good enough in that church. I couldn't. I followed the rules. I did the things. I got married in the temple. But you know what? I was still not good enough. And leaving was the most relief I've ever had. But how much did those words affect my throat? How much did those words affect how I am able and willing to express myself? It's worth looking into your own past. It's worth thinking about your own experiences and identifying experiences that may have shut your voice down so that you can counter that with how much absolute bullshit it probably was, that you can get going again and get your throat moving. Kelly brings a sneak peek of Bitch Scopes. She's got Bitch Scopes back on her Patreon. So you can join her Patreon here with this link, but she's given you a sample of what you get for your Patreon membership and then also a great rundown of scopes for the week. So check that out and go look at her Patreon. Patreon's really easy. You just sign up and then they just bill you every month and that information just keeps flowing to you, which is awesome. My tip this week is solfeggio tones for meditation to empower the throat chakra. So really easy one to watch, experience. This is not a guided meditation. It's just sound. But solfeggio tones are really powerful to help shift your energy. Christy is helping us manage chronic pain for empaths. Over at the True Crime Squad, you know, there's always stuff going on. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that is it for Luminous this week. So hopefully you found some gems in there. Now, I want to get into our meditation. So I am going to play a track of binaural beats, because that's a really, again, powerful vibrational tool to help us shift energy. If you are not listening on headphones, you might consider doing that, because binaural beats work best when both ears are receiving the signals from your earbuds. If you can't, it's okay. Nothing lost, but it's a good experience. It's the most useful way to use binaural beats, but do your best. It's fine. So hopefully our background music, I think last week we decided 35 was our best setting. This is really deep stuff though, so I'm going to drop it down to 30. So hopefully that'll be okay. I'm going to loop this track. Okay. All right. Are you ready? A few deep breaths in and out. Now, find a comfortable position, either seated or lying down. Let your hands rest softly, your jaw unclench, and your shoulders drop. Allow your breath to slow and settle. Take a deep breath in through the nose and release it gently through the mouth. With each exhale, feel the tension leaving your body. Now, let your attention drift to the space around your throat. Not forcing anything, just noticing. This is the center of voice, expression, and truth. This is the portal through which your inner world becomes visible. Now, take another breath in, and as you exhale, imagine a soft release around the throat, as though a knot is loosening. Now, begin to visualize a sphere of blue light, the color of clear sky, appearing at the base of your throat. See it glowing softly, pulsing with your breath. This light is not demanding or loud. It's just there, patient and gentle, and ready to support you. As you inhale, see the blue light brighten. As you exhale, see it expand. Each breath widens the channel of expression, opening the way for clarity, truth, and creative flow. Now bring your awareness to your jaw. Let it soften. To your tongue, let it rest. To the muscles around your neck, let them melt downward like warm wax. Your body knows how to open this space. It remembers. Now, imagine the blue sphere beginning to rotate slowly. With every turn, it clears away old energy, swallowed words, held back truths, fears of judgment, creative doubts, and anything that once made you feel like you had to stay small or silent. See all of that dissolving like dust in the light. You do not have to give effort to this. Your only job is to receive. Let the blue light grow brighter and clearer. Let it fill the space between your collarbones. Wrap around the sides of your neck and rise gently toward your jaw. Now, imagine a soft breeze of energy moving from your heart upward into the throat. This is your truth. This is your voice remembering its path home. Feel the energy flow from your chest into your throat, from your throat into your mouth, from your mouth into the world. You are safe to express. You are safe to speak. You are safe to create. Stay right here for another slow breath in. And gently release it out. Now, repeat with me. I speak clearly. I express freely. My voice is open. My creativity flows. Let those words settle into the blue light. Let them root. Let them become the new baseline of your expression. Now, imagine a soft ripple of energy traveling from your throat to your hands. Feel the connection between your voice and your ability to create. The words you speak, the words you write, the art you make, all of it comes from the same source. You are aligned. You are connected. You are ready. Take one final deep breath in, feeling the throat chakra bright, open, and alive. Exhale fully, grounding the energy back into your body. Now, when you're ready, slowly bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers, roll your shoulders, and open your eyes, carrying this open channel of expression with you. Your voice is clear. Your words are ready. The portal is open. All right. And there you go. Ready to use your voice in any way you see fit. Okay. Well, I do want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 1-2-listen.com. You can find me over there every day doing readings, healings, lots of energy work, animal communication, mediumship, anything else that I can do to help you, I gladly will. If you want to call me up so that we can do a little extra work on that throat, let's do it. If you feel like there's anything else going on with your throat, some childhood stuff that maybe you haven't been able to clear, that I need to get aggressive with, let's do that. If you think there's some past life stuff coming up that affects your voice or your throat, let's work on it. I'm here for you guys. Whatever it is I can help you do, let's do it. Let's get you back in the best space you can be. You deserve that. And by God, the holidays are coming, so let's get lined out now. Because now's the time. No pressure, no panic. We're fine. Alrighty, guys. Well, I'll be back next week, same place, same time. Have a fun adventure to share with you that I can't really speak about now, but I'll have some fun stuff to share next week. Absolutely. So Take good care of yourselves, please. You can go back and do that meditation as many times as you want. You could do it every day for a while if that's helpful. But of course, the archive of my show will be posted over at 12radio.com, and the archive, of course, of the YouTube video will be up forever. So that's there for you. Alrighty, guys. I love you. Take care. Thanks for being here. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.